enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. The access code you entered is invalid. You entered 3 1 4 5 7 0 2 2 1 3. Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. You entered. To enable audio controls, please enter your audio PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have a PIN, just press pound or hash.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. We're just waiting on Grant. He should be here any minute. Okay. Get joining in.
Okay, I think I'm good.
Grant?
Yes, hello.
All right, cool. All right, everyone's here. Go ahead and get started. So appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. You know, stop me at any point if I'm going fast or you have any questions. This is the general training we do for all ISOs. We can make it as specific for any questions you guys may have on deals, et cetera. To give you guys some background on myself, I've been here 2 years. I'm the senior underwriter on my team. I work under manager David Zullo. If you see anything from the rest of our team members, that'd be Robert Gears, Junie Velez, and Adam Geller. I have a background in public accounting. Very happy to be here instead. It's a lot better than public accounting. So we're going to go ahead and get started. This is the most up-to-date reference guide. I'm pretty sure you guys all have a copy of this. So this is general guidelines. I'll go through them in a minute. These are the general guidelines, split requirements. There'll be the guidelines for split deals and for revenue-based deals, whether states are fixed or adjustable, stipulations that are required, and target industries that we look for and ones that we don't. After that, I'll go through the spreadsheet that you guys receive on every deal and how to manipulate that in order to find out the approval, how to work the upsell, and how to see what, you know, best offer is that you're able to offer to the merchant. So we'll start with the splits. These are general requirements for any split deals. It's not the biggest program. These are the credit card-based deals. These are more, we see these more on some retail businesses and restaurants, people who don't put in all their cash into their bank. So this allows us to take directly from the credit card processor. And on the next page, you'll see the actual credit card processors that we do, in fact, split with.
I have a quick question.
So
earlier, I got an email on Brandon saying that they only we only offer MTAs.
Yes.
So is it just for this? There's like this crazy echo. It's really hard to talk.
If you're not talking, would you guys mind muting your phones?
Okay. So the on this brand deal, it seems as though we only offer MTAs. So is it for this deal that we only qualify for an MTA, or sometimes you can switch off and actually offer the loan as well?
Yes, so we only, so when we say MCAs, that, and you know, the merchant cash advance, that would be a credit card ACH deal, that'd be a credit card split deal, that'd be an daily adjustable deal where we have the merchant's bank login, but in terms of an actual loan product, we don't. Funding does not offer any of that. That would be something that the sales arm, BizFi Direct, would offer. And that is something you can, if you were looking to move to someone for an SBA or general loan, you can go through them, and they'd be happy to work with you guys to figure that out. But in terms of what we, when you submit a deal here, what we can offer you, we can, it's only the MCA program. So that'd be the daily ACH based on the bank statements or off the credit card revenue. Okay, so moving right along, as I was saying, the deals that we normally take splits off of, or credit card based deals, would be your restaurants, your retail, the merchants who don't put all their cash and they don't have a very strong average daily balance, but they still qualify in terms of credit score, industry, time in business, and they have a pretty good history with their credit card processor in terms of no collections, been with them for a while. So then we'll go ahead and do then is move them to one of these preferred processors, and these are the only processors we split with. Each, different sales officers have their preference. We don't really have a preference on what we use. Personally, I tend to work with Integrity the most. But I work with Synergy a lot, Evo, Transfer. So it's really all depends on the merchant themselves, their credit score, their time business, and different processors will charge different fees. And that's something that one of the other departments we have will work with you guys on if you were to have a split deal. Now, this is the general requirements for our revenue-based deals. We don't see from you guys many hybrid deals. Those would be your extremely short time in business, your very poor credit scores. We tend to actually see a lot of diamond deals from you guys, which is great. Those are the deals that we try to go strongest on, have the best rates, and really look to fund. So these are the general requirements for them. Traditional programs run from 4 to 9 months, with gold programs going 6 and 8, 10, 12, 15, and diamond 6, 8, 10, 12, and 15. Our minimum time in business for traditional is 1 year, for gold is 2 years, and for diamond is 3 years. There is some leeway in that in terms of if the credit score and banks are very strong, or if merchant was, let's say, the vice president of a business for a number of years and then bought the business out. So he has some goodwill there, and he's only had a short time business. We try to leverage the other strong aspects of the deal in order to get you the best deal. We try to move best foot forward, and in a sense, we like to, every deal we like to make it a max diamond offer, and we kind of look at it and go down from there to see, where, we try to, like I said, we want to give you the best offer, so you're able to go to a merchant and say, here's what I got for you, and close it, and you get a stocks, and we fund it as soon as possible. Bank statements required is 6, 3 or 4 is fine if it's a seasonal business, or if it's a business, if it's, let's say, construction or landscaping in the Northeast, upper Midwest. Those would be something that you may want to submit payback months on up front, because that would give you the most accurate offer off the top. Restaurants in some of the cities in like Orlando and Florida, something like that, where you see real seasonality, we would require payback months on those towards the end. But if you get them more up front, you go out to the merchant with the best offer right off the bat without having to maybe go back after the fact and change it. Obviously how you guys, however you work, however the sales guys do it, however you request stips or upfront stuff, that's up to you guys. The more we have upfront, the more accurate pre-approval, and normally better pre-approval we can get you upfront, which makes the whole process a lot smoother.
Our policy is generally to just give you literally everything we have up front because we trust you guys. Before you go much further, I just had a quick question on this opportunity program. Don't know if I've seen many approvals like this. What attracts me is that minimum credit score, and I've never seen a 2-month term from you guys.
I think I've done one in the 2 years, in the few, in the like the 1,500 deals I've done. I think I've only done one. Okay. It's not very normal. We'll get it. We'll have it sometimes where a merchant will have a 9002 or 9003, mostly because they're an older merchant. They just really don't work with credit that way. In that sense, it's hard for us to really judge how well they would be at paying back. Okay. And that'd be something we'd give an opportunity program, or something that has, you know, 5 or 6 months time in business and credit's good. So rather than just kill the deal outright because the merchant has a strong credit score, we'll go ahead and give them, you know, a higher program. Now, when I pull up the spreadsheet, you'll see the rates on them. They are a lot higher because there is that added risk factor. So based on the deals you guys tend to send in, they're normally a lot stronger, which is why you don't see those offers from us. I've noticed you guys do send everything as much as you can up front. It's fantastic. You guys send the tax returns up front to give us the best estimation, which is why we were able to give you so many diamond offers. It allows us to really get a better picture of each deal.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So in terms of the minimum advance amounts, we can actually go down. I know it says 50 for the diamond and 25 for gold. We're actually able to go down to 10,000. So you've probably seen some offers below that. That's just, you know, these are general guidelines we've gone out with over the years, but we tailor what we've seen is we've had merchants who qualify for a large amount, so they just don't want it. And we had to, you know, work it out that we're able to go down. So we're able to, we're able to play around with this as best we can to make a deal work if everything warrants it. So the part I really want to highlight here, which is going to be really big when we get to the spreadsheet, is the max gross reserve or holdback. So when I pull up the spreadsheet, if you're able to have this up in front of you, and I'll be able to show you how to manipulate this spreadsheet quickly, that will allow you to get the max offer possible. Now, in terms of positions, we only do positions. We will pay off other cash advance companies that does not include Cabbage or On Deck Lines of Credit.
Funding Circle monthly payments? I mean,
that's
is
fine.
That kind
yeah,
of
we,
different?
We wouldn't. Yeah, that's different. We wouldn't pay that off either. It's more your daily and your weekly ACHs. There are some QuickBridge offers some weekly payments, Swift offers some weekly payments sometimes. Those would be things we'd have to pay off. But your general lines of credit, monthly payment ones, that wouldn't be something we'd be paying off. The merchant must net around 50%, give or take a few percentage points. And we don't pay off more than, would be rare occasion, we pay off more than 150, and we'll probably not pay off more than a second and a third, or more than two advances. There are extenuating circumstances. Merchant may have very small balances left. And in that case, you know, we take another look at it. For the most part, though, we're not looking to pay off, you know, three or four advances. In terms of average daily balance, in terms of the multiple we look for in order to keep it on a revenue program and not put it on a credit card, these are the minimum average daily balances, but we look for a multiple of 5. So if the merchant's daily payment is going to be $500, we want it to be a minimum have an average daily balance of $2,500 with no real days dipping below that and no negative days, in the sense that we want the merchant to be able to handle that $500 coming out daily, every day for 21 days a month. And not every merchant is used to having that kind of cash flow come out of their bank account. And we want to make sure they are able to handle that daily payment and not, you know, go into collections of any sort, because we either overestimated what they were able to afford, or the merchant really wasn't understanding of what it would entail. And that comes into play of how many negative days the merchant has. You know, you may have a merchant that deposits only 3 to 4 times a month, and in those few days around it, they carry an average daily balance of high 5 figures, but otherwise they're very low. And that'd be something that we look at and take into consideration, and I'll show you how we would take that into consideration when we get to the spreadsheet.
Okay, yeah.
So the next page is the states that are able to do a fixed or adjustable. We tend to do adjustable if we're able to, because we're able to offer adjustable in every state, and only certain states allow fixed. In the sense that every deal, every contract comes with a set daily payment, and that is the purchase, that is a payback amount divided by 21 days divided by the term. And the only way it ever adjusts is if the merchant actually gives us bank login and authorizes us to adjust payment, which is few and far between.
Are you saying that you don't really adjust, that MCC has the ability to adjust for seasonality? Is that what I'm understanding? Having issues?
Well, technically both. When the merchants who are experiencing issues are generally ones that are more seasonal, and in that case, they would provide us with the bank login, or merchants who know off the bat that, you know, I am a restaurant in Orlando, I have my summers a lot slower. Here's my bank login. You guys set my holdback at, let's say, 12%. So we'll go in every 2 weeks, and based on the deposits for those 2 weeks, set the daily payment. Then, because someone, like in that example, they may be doing $100,000 a month in the winter months, but in the summer months they're only doing $30,000. That daily payment we set may be too high for them, and they may be aware of that, and that's something that they would take into consider. We would, you know, whether it's on the sales side on your side or on my side, when I'm doing the merchant interview, I'd say, hey, you know, you guys, do you see any real seasonality? Is it really big? Do you think you can handle this daily payment? No? Okay, well, you can send us your bank login or your bank statements on, you know, a biweekly basis, and we can go in each time and adjust the payments down based on the percentage we factored, but it would only be the daily, it would only be adjusted to what you're doing at that time. And then when we hit your strong months again, it's going to go back up.
Okay.
That'd be your more seasonal merchants who, you know, especially if you're a better time in business, who are more aware of their general cash flow, would be the ones who would elect to do that. I cannot, you know, either fall behind in collections, etc.
So can you remind me here, this seasonality adjustment, is this just for MCAs or is it also offered for the loan products?
That'd be up to the companies that are offering the loan product. I don't know what different SBA companies or what Funding Circle, etc. offers in terms of that. But in terms of the MCAs that we offer directly here, That is open to every single deal, pending the merchant providing us with that bank login.
Okay.
Okay. Now here are the guidelines getting to what general requirements we have.
Sorry, Jeff. I was on mute, so it took me a minute to button. So they don't have to qualify for ACH. They automatically all qualify.
We start every deal looking as a revenue-based ACH, and then based on the amount of negative days and the other factors, if they're able to handle a credit card-based deal, we'll do a credit card-based deal. If they're not able, sometimes you'll have a construction or trucking company that doesn't do any credit cards, and they have too many negative days, and in that sense, the deal would be declined. But otherwise, we try to always do a revenue-based deal off the bank statement, as it is the most common. It's easiest for us to collect. It's easiest for the merchant to see. You know, they have their. We give them everybody a general ledger that they're able to go into, log into our online portal. It's the easiest for all parties involved.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right. So the stipulations we require for our deals. Anything on the traditional program is financials are required for $75,000 and above. That'd be your P&L and your balance sheet. And in terms of whether a company that would have payables and receivables, we would require those statements. That'd be your construction-based deals, your manufacturing. Sometimes some of your retails are for diamond and gold, it's $100,000. That would include, these would also include your tax card. That is a third party we work with to pull the partial returns for a merchant for the last few years. That would give us the general financials, some ownership information, any lien information. And that we verify that against the tax return provided, any other tax documentation, any other lien paperwork we filed. We require site verification on any deal over $50,000. We generally send a third party out. If a merchant's a home-based based business, we'll generally have the merchant take their own pictures as to not, you know, infringe on them, then, you know, send to somebody stomping around their house. We would then ask that the merchants, you know, have signage in the pictures, you know, any supplies they have, inventory, office space, you know, whatever they use, as anything that we would get from a normal third party, we would ask that they would also take those pictures. We require for anything that we're paying off or any other cash advance companies the merchant had in the recent past, we require either the balance letters or the payoff letters. That'd be a zero, including zero balance letters. So that if someone had on deck in the past, in the last few years, and they don't have, but they're paid off, we require a zero balance letter from on deck. That can also be through the online portal. You know, you can give us on deck, just like us, has a very strong online portal. We can go in, get that ourselves. Every deal has a merchant interview. Every deal we would require either the landlord verification with lease or a mortgage statement. Sometimes there is issues with landlord, and that's the case. We can try to get rent checks verified against the lease and against the bank statements and make sure that all matches up. And that's on a deal-by-deal basis. For trade references, that'd be vendors that the merchant works with. And we tend to watch bigger trades based on the size of the deal. That follows the guidelines of the financials, $75,000 for traditional and $100,000 for gold or diamond. There may be other stipulations required based on the individual deal itself, whether that be a large judgment or a tax lien, what have you. Like, different require different things. And that'd be up to the discretion of the underwriter themselves. Any questions?
Not quite yet. I'm mostly looking forward. Man, this echo's killing me. I'm mostly looking forward to seeing the Excel cons.
Yeah. So in terms of industries, we really look for retail, restaurants, anything in the medical field, hotels, motels, any quick service. Now these are our restricted and excluded industries. We do look at accounting firms for very small, either short traditional or hybrid offers, and that'd be going into tax season or busy season. So that'd be like in February, January, we look to give them a short program. Otherwise, we tend to stay away from those. Construction, trucking, transportation are pretty much always capped at 8 months. There can be 150,000. There can be an exception for that based on, you know, sometimes you have large construction companies that have been around for a few decades. In that sense, we can, you know, try to extend that out. Other excluded interests, we don't do anything in the medical, with anything with marijuana, anything gas station related. Consulting, we look at it on a deal by deal basis, you know, depending on the type of consulting they offer, how long they've been around, what their credit is, we can try to offer something there. But generally, yes.
Can I ask about supermarkets and grocery stores? What does max GR 6% mean?
Yes. Yeah, so when I get to the spreadsheet, so if you remember from the STIP, from this guidelines I showed you, it had like 8 months, 12%, 15 months, 9%. When we look at grocery stores, because their margins are not as strong, we cap that at 6%. We will go up depending on the grocery store. Like I said, based on time and business and the credit. You have specialty stores that they have better margins, so we'll raise that percentage requirement, and I'll play around with the calculator, and you'll be able to see everything.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So before I move to the calculator, you guys have any other questions on anything in here?
No, I don't think we do.
Dude, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, Grant's the only one having issues. Okay, let me pull that screen up.
Hello?
Is everyone able to see the calculator?
Oh, yeah, here we are. So, I was just curious. It seems as though this is going to be the new format for all calculators going forward.
Correct.
Okay. Are certain fields locked? Or can we, like,
yeah, so
plug in our own numbers?
I'll show you.
they do anymore.
No?
Would you guys actually send me a copy of the calculator you guys received from Dan and what you received from Hero, so from Rory? I want to see if it's how much different it is from what I'm showing you right now. Because sometimes they tailor it to make it a little simpler for you guys to play around with.
So just like an old example and then a new one?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay. Cool. I can pull something up.
Yeah, so like the old calculator is just formatted a little differently, really, when contrasting this one. But this is like an all-in-one calculator instead of having the old one where it was split up by loan and MCA, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with what they have been sending to you.
Okay.
So I kind of want to get a look at it, and I'll be able to see what was locked and what wasn't. And then I'll
just shot you an email.
Cool.
With the old approval, so this would be for like a loan approval on Crabtree Drilling.
Okay, and now this came in one. When did you guys get this approval?
June.
Oh, June of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, cool. So basically this kind of works the same thing, same way. Basically, they're just taking some of the fields and simplifying it.
Mm-hmm.
The commission here, I'm not able to edit, hold on. Okay.
I'm pulling that up too.
Yeah. So let's say a merchant's very price conscious and they want to, you know, be done in 6 months. So you're able to go here, change the program to 6 months, and you're able to play around.
I don't
with
see
the
you moving on the go to meeting with the 6 month thing you're talking about.
That's not changing for you guys? The 8 and the 6? Oh, right, I had the wrong thing up. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, do you see Crabtree Drilling now?
Yes.
Okay, so you see it says 8 months here. If, let's say, the merchant wants a shorter program and you're not really sure what you can offer them,
mm-hmm.
change it to 6. And then just basically play around with the numbers.
Okay.
Until it shows up blue. Now, let's say a merchant has a very strong average daily balance, and that's something noted. And the merchant wants the same dollar amount. Talk to, you know, I'd say email me or email the underwriter who did it, and be like, hey, can we get the same dollar amount on 6 months, or what is the max we can get on 6 months? And we would go and play around with the calculator on our end to see what
mm-hmm.
merchant gets. Because sometimes this may show up red, but it may be something the merchant is able to afford based on what their average daily balance is.
Okay.
What's it called? So one thing I've noticed is, as I've been looking into, since Dean came in, I took a stronger look at you guys. You have a lot of really, really strong deals. A lot of deals we give out, you know, 12, 15 month diamond offers or max 8 months. Diamond offers construction and trucking. We have a lot of contracts go out, but not as many coming back in. Is it something are we losing out based on steps, pricing, merchants just being flaky? You know, what do you guys think the reason is that we're not getting as many docs back in as docs go out?
I think it's a combination of all the things you just said. Just to speak in general, maybe about the industry, I would say that you know, when you guys are approving something, it's likely that New Logic or OnDeck are going to approve something as well. And the benefit mm-hmm. that they're offering, at least at New Logic, is 5-point retention pricing. And that's mm-hmm. something that differentiates them from MCC. You know, they're offering, for example, on some deals, a 1-2 buy rate at 15 months, for example. And that's just really low. Furthermore, our sales reps are really comfortable with OnDeck's funding process. I think that's what differentiates them. They do large percentages of gross annual sales, loan amount, and then their online checkout's very attractive because it's kind of just of a joke, you know. You
yeah,
get approval
I've heard that.
An hour later. So
I've heard that. That's I can't fault a sales rep for something like that. You know, I've been here for 2 years. I know how attractive that immediate checkout with no real requirements can be to a sales rep. In terms of the response times you guys have from us, generally speaking, would you say they couldn't? They're generally strong compared to what you see. Taking out the online checkout out of the equation, everything else, would you say that's competitive? Is there anything you'd like to see from us or from me specifically in terms of what better service I can give you to make it easier or more advantageous for a salesperson to want to fund here?
I think that relative to those two competitors that I just brought up, New Logic and OnDeck can fire off an approval if all steps are up front, you know, within 2 to 4 hours, where I'd say with BizFi, it's pretty much usually a 24-hour guarantee. And so where that would maybe lose you guys some opportunities is if, you know, we get the offer from New Logic and OnDeck, and now we start working with them to make adjustments, and then you guys come in kind of like late to the show, and it's like, oh, well, we've already got the exceptions at these guys. It's like, you know, let's try and fund this fast. That's what I'd say in terms of the approval funding time. I can't speak much on the funding process. That's more Kara's ballpark.
How quickly would you say from when you submit a deal to Rory or Hero, would you get an approval from us?
24 hours.
24 hours? Okay. And now in terms of once docs are out or in, whether that's, I guess that'd be Kara.
Yeah.
How is there anything you like to see there in terms of the response times and speed, accuracy, etc.?
Yeah, so I would say you guys are definitely better than Can on that, but OnDeck is pretty immediate, and we can usually expect to wait at least a few hours after we send something back. You and David are pretty quick, for sure. But your guys' steps are typically more complicated than the other lenders. The trade references, mm-hmm. for example, we almost never deal with them with anyone else but with you guys.
Okay. And in terms of, so now one thing that separates us usually is our refi is usually around the, you know, 45 to 50% mark. Sometimes can fluctuates. What are they offering you right now in terms of what percentage paid in a merchant needs to be in order to refi and get that retention pricing?
Yeah, I think Can just dropped theirs. Let me put you guys on hold for 1 second.
Just checking with the renewals department real quick. We have another part.
I guess the same would be for OnDeck. Because that's one thing that we try to differentiate. I know OnDeck used to be at like 60 or like 65%, no matter how great of a merchant you were. And yeah, the pricing was absolutely fantastic. You had to wait a lot longer. So it was more advantageous to fund with us because we can get you the refi quicker.
Yeah, it sounds like Can is exactly the same as you guys. Terms at 45% and then you can fund at 50.
Mm-hmm. And then OnDeck.
Yeah, I believe OnDeck's the same, 50%.
Okay.
And where I see MCC differentiating themselves between those two lenders, because I consider them probably your closest competition, is when mm-hmm. MCC is able to offer over $250,000.
Yeah, that's one thing we've done, unfortunately speaking, L2D2. But other larger deals are kind of our bread and butter. We have the ability to obviously go higher and the ability to find those good deals and make those offers. like I said, L2D2 notwithstanding. In terms of the, so I know some of the companies, when they offer that renewal pricing, tend to drop the upsell that you guys are allowed to get. If you don't mind, what are they giving you? Like on for us, if you had 15 or 10 or 5 points in the original deal, you know, you keep that pricing unless you guys are, I mean, I don't know how renewals works with, I don't know how, whether you guys sell all your deals in-house and then just give them to us to close, or you give them to us to deal with the merchant directly. But do they, in order to get that retention pricing or in order to get that early refi, do they make you cut points, or do they cap the amount of points you can get on that refi?
I'm debating if we should bring our head of renewals into this go-to meeting so that she can comment.
I just got the answer. So with OnDeck, we get full points, but it's on the net funded amount, and with CAN, we're capped at about 5.
Okay. So yeah, that'd be one thing that obviously we offer different than them. If you have, you know, unless a merchant says, oh no, I need a cheaper, like, you know, if we have a merchant on a 15-month or 12-month dime, there's really nowhere to go. But if a merchant is on one of those programs, or your salesperson, whether it's on the your renewal side or our renewal side, is talking to that merchant, you know, we're gonna keep that whatever upsell was in there originally, that's what we're keeping. So if that was 5, 6, 10, 15 points, which is our max, you know, that's staying in, and that's one thing that, you know, we're always going to keep, regardless. We're always going to work with you guys, and whether that, like I said, I'm not really sure how many of your deals you work in-house and just send us the docs to push it through, and how many that we actually handle via our own renewals team and just pay you guys at the end. But that's one thing, that upsell will not change for us.
Okay, so, but with your diamond pricing, if we fund a merchant original with diamond pricing, there's no improvement if they renew?
Yeah, correct. There's one, our 15-month diamond or 12-month diamond is, you know, those are our best rates, and those, that is what it is right now. I'll take the commission out of it on here, so that is the best rates you guys have. And then the max, your max you're allowed to go is 15 points. I've dealt with many sales offices, different sales reps, depending on their experience level, have different processes, whether they would rather sell the 15 or the 12 month offer. Obviously you have companies going out to 18 months, but the pricing jumps. So in our case, the 15 month is a lot more expensive than the 12 month. In that case, that'd be really, you know, how experienced the salesperson is whether the merchant is price conscious or term conscious. Mm-hmm. We tend to see more, you know, if you see a 15-month offer from us, that means we really want it. We really like the deal. It's really, you know, we find it very strong. It doesn't mean you can't sell a 12-month deal. We'd be more than okay with a 12-month deal being sold, obviously, because the money comes back quicker and we refi quicker. And the total grant, last time we spoke, we collect on a 96% collection rate on refis. Which means that not only are we seeing our return, but you guys are seeing your upsell more often.
Okay.
And we have an average, I think it's, don't quote me on this, but I think it's around 2.5 times or 3 times a merchant refis with us. So if you're getting, you know, 8-10 points, because I generally see your average upsell around 10, you have 10 points in there, you know, you're getting that if you have a merchant on an 8 or 12 month program, you're seeing that 10 points come in, you know, every 4 or 6 months. Because we're, you know, our renewals team is very dedicated to, you know, refining those merchants, working with those merchants, keeping in contact with them every few months to see exactly what their need is, whether that be a full refi, partial refi, you know, anything we can do to work with them to, you know, we're here to help them in any way we can. We try to make it as advantageous for all parties involved.
Okay, I have a few more renewals questions, if you guys don't mind.
Sure.
What's a partial refi?
So sometimes a merchant, let's say we gave them $150,000 on an 8-month term, and they only took $100,000. They didn't take that full amount. And they come back, you know, 2 months later. So they're not 2 or 3 months later, and they're not fully 50% paid in yet, you know, but they didn't take everything they qualified for. So we'll go ahead and give them, let's say, like we'll give them another 100,000. Sorry, we'll give them 50,000 or 40,000, withholding maybe 10 or 15. So we're recognizing some of that money, but still giving them more, you know, additional funding at an earlier term. That'd be the partial refi. It's not giving them that full $200,000 to give them, or that full $100,000 again, or $150,000 again, netting them the difference. It'd be just a partial amount of the money, and sometimes that's a merchant doesn't need the full event, the full requirement. You know, like he may only want $50,000, or that would just be, you know, that'd be an average daily balance thing. Not wanting to, you know, jump the average daily balance of the merchant based on what they. Oh, sorry, based on, we don't want to jump the daily payment based on their average daily balance, or we see, you know, their average daily balance has taken a substantial drop since we gave them the advance. So sometimes we can extend the term a month, lower the daily payment via the partial. Like I said, our renewals team, I know you guys have been working with Abby. She's been here many years. She's very, very good at her job. She works with us to get those numbers worked out so that it works best for the merchant, that we're able to keep the merchant from going to collections and, you know, keep paying back and get to the next one.
All right. And how big would you say your renewal team is? Would you say it's like as big as your just new origination sales team, or?
No, our right now we have about 30 underwriters. That include the five managers. Our renewal side is, in terms of, they just do the sales aspect. The underwriters would still be working the numbers, still working the calculator. But in terms of the salespeople, we have Abby is the manager, and then there are three people below her.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay, we can move on from renewals.
Okay. You guys have any other questions?
I have a non-renewals related question.
Sure.
So, where does Shirley and Michael Stevens stack up relative to you?
So they handle the submissions that you guys send in, doing some very general vetting of the deals, giving us a brief synopsis of what they see, putting together the email, whether there is another position in there that we need to pay off, any brief summaries they get from you guys, anything they see quickly. They do a general, they don't do a credit pull in the sense of a credit score. They'll see if the merchant's in bankruptcy or on any fraud lists of any of the, whether that be on NAMA, SBFA. Just basically general screening process.
That's like where TLL comes in and they're doing those sort of checks?
They would have more basic access, because they're not underwriters. So in that sense, they would see the most basic of stuff to see if someone has been flagged by a bank or someone for fraud. That's something that they would alert us to. But they're more of the they more have handled the total amount of submissions. They're more submission people, okay. handling and maintaining, you know, sending the steps through, making sure the packages are all complete. Since I'm more dedicated to you guys, we go back. Kara and I will send. Kara will send steps to me directly. Not everyone has built that relationship with us, that they have that ability to just send stuff directly to underwriting, and vice versa. So that's something that's some service that we give to you guys that we don't give to everybody else.
So you're going to be our new Rory, basically. We can call on you anytime.
you can call me anytime. Please don't refer to me as Rory.
No.
You guys can email me or call me anytime. Any questions you have on deals that I pre-approved or even deals that I didn't pre-approve, you can also reach out to Dave Zullo as he is my manager. Anything you guys need, any questions you may have, both of us are here to help you in any way. Like I told you the other day, we really want to build this relationship as much as possible. We'd love to get you guys up to to at least $1 million a month with us, you know, get you more comfortable with syndicating, you know, and how to go about syndicating more on deals. You know, anything we can do to make this a stronger relationship, you know, where we want to work on.
Okay.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I think I'm set. I think Kara had one.
Kara, did you have another question?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, so if there are no other questions, that's it. I appreciate you guys taking the time. If you guys ever, like I said, if you need anything, just let me or David know. And looking forward to doing more and more business with you guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. Happy to.
All right, bye for now.
Bye.